Reflection Epiphany of the Lord, Cycle B, Responsorial Psalm, Psalm 72. This psalm epitomizes the royal theology that was popular in ancient Israel. The psalm itself may have been written for a coronation of one of Israel's kings or for one of the regular festivals celebrating the king's coronation. Today we might call Psalm 72 a prayer of invocation. Like many invocations written for official occasions, it sought his blessings for both the king and the nation he led. The psalmist prayed that the king would rule justly, that he would see to the needs of the most vulnerable, that he would bring prosperity to the nation, and that his rule would increase even to the ends of the earth. Although it may not seem like it at first, this psalm is also describes an epiphany of God. At least that is how the ancient Israelites may have seen it. For in the eyes of the royal theology, the king was the very real manifestation of God. The king was his anointed. He was God's adopted son. He was the bridge that connected the people to God. And Christian theology, too, has seen this psalm as epiphany of God's rule on earth, not in the person of the king, but in the person of Jesus Christ.